ज्ञानमिदंडस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनाशलाकाया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपा कदम्बयं ददाति स्वापदन्तिकम् वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरौ श्रीयुतापदकमलम् श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपाम् साग्रजाताहम् सहगना रघुनाथान्वितम् ठं सजीवम् साद्वैतम् सावधूतम् परिजनासहितम् कृष्णचैतन्यदेवम् श्रीराधा कृष्णपादान् सहगना ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च हे कृष्ण करुणा सिन्धु दीनाबन्धु जगत्पथे गोपेशा गोपिका कान्त राधाकान्ता नमोस्तुते तप्तकाञ्चना गौराङ्गी राधे वृन्दावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रियै वंशकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां भावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरि 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 राम 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 हरि हरि We are now celebrating the closing session of our Mayapur Yatra. We would like to request Shyamananda Prabhu to please come and speak the transcendental message that he has for us. Hari, Shyamananda Prabhu. You are required to come on the stage, please.
Hare Krishna. On behalf of the Yatra Committee, I have been instructed to thank all those devotees for their efforts in making this yatra a success. So we'll give a big hari bol at the end. The following devotees were involved in the basic management of the yatra right from the inception. Accommodation, Sitanath Prabhu. Buses, Dinavatsal Prabhu. Darshan queue control, Trivikram Prabhu. Kirtan, Govinda Prabhu. Lost and found department, Balakrishna Prabhu. Medicine and first aid, Vishwarup Prabhu. Musical instruments, Jai Sachinandan Prabhu. Video photography, Jagannath Priya Prabhu. Prasadam distribution for the ladies, Vishaka Priya Mataji. Prasadam distribution for the men, Gauranga Prabhu. Prasadam menu and supervision, Sanat Kumar Prabhu. Audio recording, Hare Krishna Prabhu. Registration for the Yatra, Giri Govardhan Prabhu. Security and protection, Trivikram Prabhu. Sound system, Sri Nandanandan Prabhu. And the overall Yatra coordinators, Abhiram Prabhu, Sanat Kumar Prabhu, and Gauranga Prabhu. Also noteworthy are the bus ring leaders, those who were supervising 10 to 11 buses. Dayal Chandra Prabhu, who was a leader for the A ring. Subal Prabhu, ring B leader, Trivikram Prabhu, ring C leader, Dayanidhi Prabhu, ring D leader, Jayadev Prabhu, ring E leader, and Madan Gopal Prabhu, ring F leader. So we would very, very enthusiastically chant Hari Bol for acknowledging the services rendered by these wonderful souls.
Hari Bol! Hari Bol! Hari Bol!
And also in particular, we would like to thank the wonderful cooperation extended by devotees from Mayapur, especially His Holiness Jaipataka Swami Maharaj, His Holiness Bhakti Purushottam Swami Maharaj, His Grace Narugopal Prabhu, and His Grace Sankarshan Nithai Prabhu. The Prasadam kitchen was handled by His Grace Bhavamrita Prabhu and His Grace Dayal Nithai Prabhu. The pandal, which we are all enjoying for the last so many days, especially the one, this concrete stage, is their usual pandal during the Gaur Purnima festival, and this extension was supervised by Madhav Hari Prabhu and Ashray Govinda Prabhu. These two devotees are normally even active during the Gaur Purnima celebrations. The boat rides, which we enjoyed, they were organized by His Grace Govardhan Prabhu. Accommodations by Manoram Krishna Prabhu. And the buses and cars were by Hari Saha Prabhu. So let us thank their contribution by loudly chanting,
Hari Bol! Hari Bol! Hari Bol!
We would also like to thank all the devotees, too numerous, who sponsored prasadam so that all the devotees can enjoy wonderful Mayapur prasadam here. All Srila Prabhupada disciples who in one way or other were influencing, giving us their association. And in particular, two wonderful souls from the Mayapur DT department. Now we should really have a resounding Hari Bol for these two, His Grace Jananivas Prabhu and His Grace Pankajangri Prabhu.
Hari Bol! Hari Bol! Hari Bol!
Finally, the Yatra Committee also wishes to acknowledge the wonderful association given by His Holiness Indradyumna Swami Maharaj, His Holiness Bhakti Bhringa Govinda Swami Maharaj, and His Holiness Giriraj Swami Maharaj. So in the end, we would also like to thank them for their wonderful association, kathas, and all the nectar they showered on us. We would also like to thank their contribution by loudly chanting,
Hari Bol! Hari Bol! Hari Bol!
Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Actually, we had planned a separate special acknowledgement for our deep gratitude to His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj. It sounds very formal, and I'm confused how to make it, but still, all His disciples, followers, friends and well-wishers assembled here would surely like to thank him from the bottom of their hearts for more than extending himself in allowing us entry into the Dham and into the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And we certainly pray to Sri Sri Radha Madhav that he may continue doing so, taking care of his good health nonetheless, and allowing us deeper and deeper entrance into the wonderful nectarian realm of the pastimes of Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu. So let us have a very resounding Hari Bol to thank Maharaj.
Very confusing. Pankajangari Prabhu, please come to the stage. Bhakti Purushottam Maharaj is here. Chananivas Prabhu. Who? Bhavanand Prabhu. If you'd like to just come and give a few words of encouragement and inspiration to the assembled devotees, we'd be very grateful. Anuttama Prabhu also, would you like to come? We have to end by 7:15. If you can speak some words to inspire the assembled devotees, encourage them before their long journeys back. Please.
Oh, my man.
I think it's so wonderful you have to swallow it in order to be heard. You read my path. Me? I'm first?
Just like about 5 minutes to encourage the devotees. It's the closing session.
Closing session, oh. Farewells are the most difficult, aren't they? Well, I'd like to thank, of course, straight off, His Holiness Radhanath Swami for arranging such a wonderful festival. I never would have imagined, again, when I first came to Mayapur, that such huge Sankirtan parties would be coming to Mayapur. At that time, even when we were in the Lotus Building, very meager amounts of people came. I think to the first Gaur Purnima Festival, Pandal, in 1972 at the Bhajan Kutir, I think it was a total of 170 people came in a week. That's all. Now, of course, you're all seeing and enjoying, and I hope enjoying. I hope your stay has been exhilarating for your spiritual life. I'm sure it has, with all of the nice association you're getting with Radhanath Swami, Indrajumna Swami, Bibi Govinda Swami, Jaya Pataka Swami, this Swami, that Swami, so many Swami. Once Prabhupada said, talking to this Swami, that Swami, Prabhupada was in Vrindavan, he said, he was asking some devotee something, he said, what about this, whatever it was? Someone said, oh, Bhavananda's doing. And Prabhupada said, what about that? And someone said, oh, Bhavananda's doing. He said, oh, Bhavananda, this Ananda, that Ananda, what are you doing? Anyway, all of our last names are Das and Ananda because of bliss. Krishna consciousness is the only way. There's nothing else. There's nothing beyond Krishna. There's nothing behind him. He is all-encompassing, and he is all-beautiful, and he is all-blissful, and his servants are also all-blissful. So if you're not experiencing bliss, even the bliss of separation, then you can understand you're doing something wrong in your devotional life, and you have to just kind of check it out. What am I doing wrong? I must be making some mistake. You have to be feeling a little bit of bliss. Otherwise, how could you live in such difficult situation? Especially the grihasthas. It's very hard, as I said the other night, these parikramas are very difficult for the grihasthas, but they're meant to be because of your griha, to help you to form detachment from your family life and your comfortable life. Brahmacharis, of course, they lead the most blissful, uncomfortable life. All of my friends from Chaupati, my fan club included, they can testify to that, how joyful it is living in the middle of Mumbai with all the traffic and all the noise and all the... And still they're all blissful because they're living in Vaikuntha. Anyway, I don't really like saying goodbyes. I'm rather until we meet again, which we hope, if not in this life, until we all meet again in Goloka with Krishna, I hope we recognize each other. I'll look for someone very, very tall and very, very skinny, and I'll know, oh, that must be Gauranga Priya. Like that, we'll come to recognize each other, all in our devotional service at the lotus feet of Lord Sri Madhava and his divine consort, Srimati Radharani, which was reminding me, I go in the temple every evening from 5 till 5:45 and listen to the sweet Bengali kirtan. Did any of you learn to play the madanga like that brahmachari? Ooh, an expert, a madanga player, unlike anything I've ever heard. So sweet. Anyway, I see everyone taking pictures, and I remember Prabhupada told me, you should never take pictures of Radharani alone because she's always with Krishna. So if you see a picture of a beautiful woman, how do you know if it's Radharani? Because the only way you can know is if she's with Krishna. Did you know that? And he said, Krishna also is never alone. That picture of Krishna standing on the world, on the earth, he didn't like that because there were no associates. But he especially liked that one of Krishna under the tree playing his flute with the cow licking his foot. He liked that. Anyway, I don't know how to say goodbye, because I'm always popping up in Chaupati. Last time I came to Chaupati, I had no good reason. Other times I've had reason. It was so intense here in Mayapur for some reason. It was very intense. I said, I got to get out. Let me go to Chaupati. I said, where I can relieve myself of this anxiety. I was feeling some anxiety for some reason. Of this anxiety and associate and have the association of all the wonderful devotees at Chaupati. So you're all very special. Don't let it go to your head, however. There's many a slip twixt the cup and the lip. That's the saying. There's many a slip twixt the cup and the lip. So in your devotional life, be very careful. As Prabhupada said, it's like it was on the balcony of Albert Road. I was massaging Prabhupada, and Giriraj Swami came in and asked a question, Prabhupada, about devotional life. And Prabhupada said, it's like a razor's edge. One slip and there's blood. So you all be very careful. As I know, you're all set up so that you're being cared for and counseled properly and developing in your Krishna conscious life under the safe and secure lotus feet of His Holiness Radhanath Swami. So thank you all for coming. I hope your stay was pleasant and you gained some knowledge from your visits to the various places of pilgrimage. But the most important place of pilgrimage in the whole Navadvip Dham is our campus. And I'll tell you a story. I think some of you might have heard it before. I was on the roof of the Lotus building with Prabhupada, and he was looking off. At that time, everything was clear. There were no houses. There were nothing. You could see straight up to the Jogpit temple. Prabhupada was looking at the Jogpit temple, and he said to me, "What is more important, the Janmastan or the Karmastan? The birthplace or the activities?" And I said, "I would think the activities, Prabhupada." And he said, "Yes." He said, "That is the birthplace, the Janmastan of Lord Chaitanya. And here on our campus, ISKCON, this is the preaching activities of Lord Chaitanya. So I want you to build a temple here that is so wonderful that no one will go to the Jogpit temple, everyone will come here. So with your help, your devotion, and your Mumbai money, we hope to be able to build the most glorious Sri Mayapur Chandradoya Mandir, temple of the Vedic planetarium. Founder Acharya, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Hari Bol.
Vishnupadaya, Krishna Pastaya, Bhutale, Shmati Bhakti Vedanta, Swamiti Namani, Namaste, Saraswati Devi, Gurubani Bicharani, Navishesha, Sanyavadi Paschachadi, Satarani. Well, I don't know why I'm sitting up here, but Maharaj invited me. I'm just a guest like the rest of you, coming to Mayapur for the festival. In fact, I've never even been to Chaupati, because it didn't exist when I lived in Bombay. I was in Bombay in 79 and 80. And at that time, in Juhu, we didn't have any, we only had foreign devotees. We had no local devotees. We had life members. But now I see so many devotees are being made in Bombay, and I'm just overwhelmed. So Maharaj has invited me to come to Chaupati, and I said, yes, next trip when I come to India, I'm certainly coming. So, and I've made a lot of friends during this visit, met a lot of the men and got their emails and contact information. And I'm just in awe and at meeting all of you and traveling with you and being able to go to all these holy places together. I told Radhanath Swami this afternoon, I said, this is how I envision ISKCON should be. just the way all of you are. I wish ISKCON was like this all over the world, just the way Radhanath Swami runs it, because then I'd be very happy everywhere and everyone would have no complaint. So I thank you. I thank Radhanath Swami. I thank all of the effort that all the devotees put in to organize this. I personally love to go on festivals. I travel around the world, and I've always heard of Radhanath Swami's festivals, and this is the first one I've really been on in India. And I promise I will start coming more often to all of these festivals. So thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
appreciate your coming and look forward to seeing you again. And we really appreciate His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj for his selfless service to the planet. We'll have him for a few more days when you're all gone, so we can enjoy his. We may have more time to associate with. So thank you very much, Srila Prabhupada. Ki jai, Simaya Padham, ki jai. Hare Krishna.
After we'll be all going for Damodar Astakam just before 7, and afterward there will be a special presentation on the new Mayapur temple in the Panchatattva temple. Panchatattva's temple it will be after Damodar Astakam and Kirtan. Malati Prabhu, you will please speak something.
My obeisances at the lotus feet of the assembled Vaishnavas, and in particular His Holiness Radhanath Swami, for having so wonderfully and courageously and in every way brought us together here to encourage us and push us on in our spiritual lives. It would be hard to leave this place without feeling a burden of debt to Srila Prabhupada and all of those wonderful devotees who have assisted him in making this wonderful ISKCON project in Mayapur a reality. And as Maharaj just mentioned, there's going to be the reality of the project isn't fully realized. And so there will be this presentation on the next part or the next phase of fulfilling Srila Prabhupada's desire and dream for ISKCON Mayapur. Having observed the disappearance day of Srila Prabhupada here in Mayapur was also a very moving and meaningful day, I'm sure, for everyone. And there are many of us who on that day of his disappearance have a sentiment of actually wanting to disappear somewhere or somehow. But on this particular occasion, in such an assembly of Vaishnavas and surrounded by such very wonderfully surrendered and advanced God brothers and God sisters, it was actually for the first time a bearable occasion for me. And the memory of that day was rather summed up by His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj when he explained how Srila Prabhupada described appearances and disappearances as being like the rising and setting of the sun. Both are beautiful. So this yatra is very beautiful. It was like a rising sun. And somehow or other it appears on this eve, the sun is setting on the yatra. But knowing the nature of Radhanath Maharaj and Chaupati entourage, we know that the yatra, the sun will rise somewhere again in the near future. And I hope that I may be able to be among all of you again, wherever that sun rises. Thank you all very much, and thank you, Radhanath Maharaj.
Means selfless service. It is that alone that attracts Krishna, and also it is that that manifests Krishna. All of us have been having such a transcendental experience here in Sri Mayapur Dham over the past 2 weeks. We should be conscious of the substance that created this place. Of course, we know that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Pancha Tattva, and his eternal associates performed their most intimate pastimes here in Sri Navadvip Dham. But this area of Mayapur was just fields and some farmers who were mostly not even believers of Lord Chaitanya for a long time. It was Bhaktivinoda Thakur whose vision, devotion, research discovered that this area was actually where Mahaprabhu's most intimate pastimes were. Nobody knew, where is Srivasangam? Where is Yogapit? He begged door to door to build a small temple in Lord Chaitanya's birthplace, to manifest Lord Chaitanya's pastimes to the world. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur he understood what it would take to bring the world here to Mayapur, to really connect to the mercy of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. In this atmosphere, faith and devotion grow naturally in proper association. He struggled. Death threats, massive criticisms. He worked hard to build this road. Previously, there was no road to Mayapur. There was not even a single temple in this whole area. besides the small one that Bhakti Vinod Thakur. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, with great, great difficulty, him and his disciples developed Chaitanya Math, Srivasangam, and other places so that the world could benefit. But there were only some people from India, mostly from Bengal, coming. Prabhupada's sacrifice. On August 6, 1965, he came to take the blessings of his Guru Maharaj at his samadhi here in Srimayapur town. Many of you went to Chaitanya Math to see Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur's headquarters and where his samadhi is presently. Prabhupada prayed, Prabhupada cried to be empowered to bring the world here. Yes, his trip on the Jaladuta, his struggles in New York, his struggles in so many other parts of the world, it was all part of the building of Mayapur. And when he came, it was so difficult to get land. No need to go into details. There were so many forces, big and small, trying to prevent Prabhupada from getting any land anywhere near this place. Tried and tried and tried. Finally, with the help of Tamal Krishna Goswami, Bhavananda Prabhu, and others, they procured a little piece of land here and lived in a little straw hut. That's all there was. At one time, for expansion purposes, the devotees were going to tear down that straw hut because there was no need. They already built nice building. But Srila Prabhupada said no. He said, we must keep that straw hut as it is. Then, and he looked to the place where the new temple would be built. He said, they will see this, and they will understand where we started from. It is very important to understand, even now. To build Mayapur, Srila Prabhupada in his old age, although he had, at that time, very, very nice quarters in America, in Europe, where he could preach, he had loving disciples all around. He stayed in that little thatched hut because that's all there was here. In an isolated field. There was no water. There was no electricity. Just to get some boga, you had to take a boat across to Navadvip. There was nothing here. But Prabhupada wanted us to have facility. And if he didn't do it, if he didn't struggle himself here, none of his followers would take it seriously. During the monsoons, floods, on that straw hut, devotees had to live on the top of the thatched hut. And poisonous snakes were floating by and taking shelter of the hut too, to share it with them. Prabhupada was willing to live in these conditions, to build Mayapur. And the original devotees who came, and the devotees over the years, Krishna just doesn't make things easy for his own reasons. If Prabhupada just went by airplane to New York, it wouldn't be the same. Krishna puts struggles
to show the glory of his devotees and to give meaning and substance to what they have done. Original devotees that were coming here, including Prabhupada, they were getting malaria. There was no medical facilities. Everything was a struggle. Then, over the years, there were attacks by mobs of dacoits several times. Devotees had their legs blown off by bombs. Devotees were shot. Even peaceful devotees who just came to India looking for peace and love, they had to pick up guns and be shooting the gangsters just to save the deities and to save other devotees' lives. Otherwise, they would have been finished. Corrupt governments. Devotees were at times put in prison, dragged through the streets in chains to humiliate them. Devotees here have been beaten. But they stayed on and kept working. And Prabhupada, he didn't tell them, all right, it's too much trouble, go. He stayed here with them. He risked his life with them. That is the foundation of this project. Very, very serious, selfless, devotional service. It was said that Srila Prabhupada had said that he shed buckets of blood, his own blood, for each and every devotee that has come to this movement. And it's not just at the time that he said it. It's for all time. That was to the degree he and his followers exhibited selfless devotional service. And through floods and through horrible weather conditions, devotees stayed on and built these beautiful, beautiful buildings. Wonderful temples, extraordinary deity worship, glorious kirtans. Yes. And one of the fruits is all of us from all parts of the world could come to deeply experience the mercy of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. Hare Krishna Maharaj. Hare Bol Maharaj. They are protecting me from both sides. And that is why we come to Sri Mayapur Dham, to receive what Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Sri Nityananda Prabhu has given to the world. Unmotivated, selfless service. Pure bhakti. Srila Prabhupada and his followers, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur and his followers, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, they worked tirelessly to provide the opportunity for us to come, to give us this gift. And it is my prayer that all of the assembled devotees can take that spirit of Lord Chaitanya and the Panchatattva with us, within our hearts, wherever we go. Srila Prabhupada wanted devotees to come, some to stay, to develop it, but for most to come, to be inspired, and then to take that spirit with us, wherever we may go in the world. So this is not the end of the yatra today. This is the beginning of the next yatra. The yatra of taking Sri Panchatattva within our hearts, wherever we go, and performing their devotional service. We do not come here to enjoy. We come here to be enjoyed. Enjoyed by Krishna. So on this closing session of our yatra, I would like to thank all of you for your amazing enthusiasm. I beg forgiveness for any inconveniences, especially on those 66 buses. And everything else that went along with that. Let us pray. Let us pray that we can be, through this experience of the Mayapur Yatra, more sincere and dedicated instruments of Srila Prabhupada's mercy in our lives. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. About 5 to 7, because we're all supposed to be for Damodarastakam at 7. So we'd like, if our exalted guests could all speak about 5 or 6 minutes each with some inspirational message to all of the assembled devotees. We'll begin with Bibi Govinda Swami Maharaj.
Timurandasya Gilanjana Sulakaya Chakshur and Militan Jaina Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobistam Stapitam Jaina Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapakantitam Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Sri Mate Bhaktivedanta Swamini Namane Namaste Saraswati Devi Guravani Charani Nirvasesha Sunyavadi Paschacha Devi Dharane Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Since your group arrived in Mayapur prior to the coming of our group of Russian and Kazakh devotees, we missed the opportunity to go to Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur's house in Godrumdweep. So today, when your party was heading in one direction, our group got on boats and we went to Bodrum. And we sat at Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur's house and we began having kirtan. And it was something very wonderful. The kirtan went on for about 3 hours and we were sometimes sitting and then most of the time dancing and singing different bhajans of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur and just absorbing the mercy of Thakur Bhaktivinoda. Then Srila Indradumna Swami and Sripalad Prabhu and Narasimha Prabhu and myself, we all briefly spoke after the kirtan. And the thought that I was having was in terms of the very deep debt of gratitude which all of us have to pay to our previous acharyas. We know that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Lord Nityananda, and all of their associates appeared in this world some 500 years ago, and they performed pastimes of love. In the Mangalacharanam of the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Kaviraj Goswami, he describes the reasons of Lord Chaitanya's appearance in this world. And he explains that for the people of the world, he appeared for the purpose of spreading the glorious process of Nam Sankirtan as being the Yuga Dharma and the process of deliverance from all of the vices of Kali Yuga and the process of the attainment of perfection of love of God. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself appeared as he is Krishna. He was eager to taste the cherished love of his topmost devotee, Sri Radha. So, Kaviraj Goswami explains in the verses that those pastimes that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to experience, or that love that he wanted to experience, that is love on the pure transcendental platform. And similarly, when he manifests all of his leelas here 500 some odd years ago, they were all pure enactments of transcendental love. They were pure enactments of the exchange of affection, pure affection, between the Lord and his devotees. And unfortunately, shortly after the disappearance of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the movement that he had established fell into a state of disrepair. Now, there were always stalwart acharyas who were very, very securely holding on to the topmost pure and unparalleled siddhanta of Gaudiya Vaishnavism that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu presented. But it was with the appearance of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur that he became enthused and inspired with the concept of rejuvenating Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement and taking that topmost pinnacle of spiritual philosophy and spreading it throughout the world. So that was his big desire. That was his big endeavor, that each and every one of us would be able to understand what Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came here to give. And how to understand that? Through this most merciful and blissful process of chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he inspired his divine son, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, to advance this cause of creating a society of Vaishnavas around the world. And because of the pure and spotless preaching and the purity of devotion and the purity and understanding of the Siddhanta of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta's preaching bore one very, very sweet and very, very delicious and very, very wonderful fruit, who is known as our Srila Prabhupada, His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. And Srila Prabhupada similarly wanted all of us to have this perfect understanding of why Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to this world, how Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted us to live, the perfection that would be attained by practicing Krishna consciousness, following in the footsteps of the acharyas who have come from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And thus, Srila Prabhupada took Krishna consciousness to every town and corner of the world. And Srila Prabhupada mercifully inspired his disciples to do that same work. So I really became overwhelmed today thinking of the debt of gratitude that we have to Srila Prabhupada, the debt of gratitude that we have to Srila Bhaktisiddhanta, the debt of gratitude that we have to Srila Gorkishore Das Babaji Maharaj, the debt of gratitude that we have to the profound and great Acharya Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur for really pushing this Krishna consciousness. And I think that we can say without any question, why are we here today? Because of their mercy. Because they're presenting the mercy of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. So the conclusion of my thoughts when we were at Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur's house today went to thoughts of Prahlad Maharaj. And Srila Prabhupada, he loved Prahlad so much because Prahlad was a Vaishnav who would never, he never wanted anything for himself. He only wanted the happiness of the Lord. It is like here in Mayapur, we have our Kolavecha Sridhar. He's another Vaishnav. He would never, never, never take anything for himself. Even Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would roar at him, take something, take something, take something. Still, he would always say, Lord, I'm satisfied. I don't need anything. So Lord Narasingadeva, he was so pleased with Prahlad that he said, please take some benediction. And then Prahlad responded by saying, O best of givers of benediction, whether I am in some heavenly or celestial situation, or whether I am very down in a hellish situation, that doesn't matter to me because I'm always absorbed in your Nam Sankirtan. And please be kind to my father because my father was an asura. And he says, well, that is already taken care of. But please take something. So then Prahlad started thinking very deeply. And Prahlad said, Lord, you know, I was like all of the other folks in this world. I had fallen down quite deeply. Material existence. And down at the bottom of that well, there were so many vicious creatures biting me and stinging me and injecting poison inside. And we've all had that experience in our lives at some point, having been in the dark well of material existence and being bitten and stung and tortured in so many ways. But then Prahlad told Lord Narasingha, he said, but then, despite the fact that I was in such a bad and miserable condition, my spiritual master, Srila Narada Muni, came, and he very, very mercifully lifted me out of this dark well of material existence. Therefore, if I'm going to accept any benediction, if I'm going to ask anything from you, what I'm going to ask is that you will eternally allow me to engage in the unalloyed service for the lotus feet of my spiritual master. And we can understand in this way, we can try to repay our debt of gratitude that we have. So again, by the grace of Srila Radhanath Swami, and by the grace of so many wonderful administrators of your yatra, by the grace of the management of Sri Mayapur Chandradoya Mandir, by the grace of by the grace of the acharyas, we're here. in the land of Lord Chaitanya, in the land of Lord Nityananda. We're hearing their pastimes so beautifully described by His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj. We're engaged in Krishna Kirtan. We're engaged in associating with one another and taking the dust of one another's lotus feet in this very sacred place. We really have a debt of gratitude to pay. So I think that our prayer could be at the conclusion of this yatra, that we will always remember that we're not big, big, powerful persons. Rather, we're very humble beggars that have received probably a lot more mercy than we deserve. And therefore, we should always endeavor to repay that debt by carefully following the principles that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given. We should carefully try to repay that debt by chanting Hare Krishna ever so carefully. We should try to repay that debt by cultivating the mentality of being a true servant, and we should try to repay that debt by giving each and every person in this whole world the wonderful messages of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and especially the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Thank you very much.
Jnantimanandasya ginangana shilakaya suksurimiritam jenatasmai si gurave namaha Sri Chaitanya mano vishtam shtapitam jenabhutale swayam rupaka dhamayam dadantishva padantikam Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrindam Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Vancha kapa turubhyascha kripa sindhu vaeva cha patitanam bhavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namah. I'm going to keep this short. Usually Maharaj points out, Lavina Maharaj points out that my lectures can sometimes go a little long. But I'm going to keep it short because this is my least favorite talk, having to say goodbye. I don't like to say goodbye. When we're on our Polish festival tour and we have our festival programs, we often get 3,000, 4,000, 5,000 people a night, bigger than this, bigger crowds than this. And in an instant, in a moment, by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada and Lord Chaitanya, those people get, you could say, a complete experience of Krishna consciousness, chanting, dancing, harikatha, and feasting. That's Krishna consciousness. They get it all, and so when it comes 10 o'clock at night, it's time to go. Sometimes it's like this. We just have people sitting there hanging on every word, hanging on every note of the kirtan, rushing to the restaurant to get some prasad or buy that last book that's available. So they don't want to go and we don't want to go. It's something miraculous. It's that Gaur Shakti, that internal energy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu touching the hearts of all of us. So then our classic line when we're the festival's over, is we say to all the people that there's only one good thing about saying goodbye. And that is that sometime in the future we can say hello again. So I feel the same having come on this yatra. I've always been quite busy, so I couldn't come on the yatra before. Now I'm crying tears of lamentation. This is something, this is a highlight in my career as a devotee to have been able to come here and in association of so many wonderful God brothers and God sisters and Vaishnavas to experience this, really this fivefold process of Krishna consciousness. In Chaitanya Charitamrita Nectar Devotion, we hear of the 64 items of devotional service, which we hear that five are most important, essential. Chanting Hare Krishna, reading Srimad Bhagavatam, worshipping the deity, living in a holy place and associating with Vaishnavas. And I find that all of that, those essential aspects of Krishna consciousness, are here in a condensed form on these yatras of the Chaupati devotees from Mumbai. That's what I've experienced. Very intense chanting of Hare Krishna. Very intense Bhagavatam. Very enlightened speakers. Deity worship. And going to these places and seeing these famous merciful deities which have been worshipped by our acharyas for centuries. Being in the Dham itself, where every activity that we perform is the result is increased 1,000 times. And the association of so many loving, compassionate, merciful devotees. It really is condensed nectar on this yatra. So I don't think I'm going to miss any more in the future. I'm going to make it a point to come again and again with all of you. Because coming here means that we go to places like this, Vrindavan, Mayapur, Puri, Srirangam, Udupi, all over India. This is the beauty of this country. There's so many holy places. One time, Prabhupada said, people go to England to get educated. They go to Paris to enjoy. But if they want spiritual enlightenment, they have to go to India. Bharatvarsha. Because Lord comes there again and again. Yada yada hi dharmasya ghana bhavati bharata. Again and again he is coming. This is the beauty of this country. I remember, and as early as 1971, Srila Prabhupada was coming back to India and spending a lot of time here. And I remember as a young devotee wondering, I thought my spiritual master came to the West, into English-speaking countries to spread Krishna consciousness. How is it he's going back to India again and again and spending so much time there? And now I understand. Prabhupada came back to rejuvenate Vedic culture in this holy land of India, so that one day India can be the beacon, it can be the lighthouse, the guide for the whole world in spiritual life. Because real life means Vaishnava culture. And in doing that, he spent so much time, so much energy, so much money buying properties and building temples and establishing them in Vrindavan, Bombay, and Vrindavan, and Mayapur. And now I know why. Because he wanted us to come here to become spiritually surcharged, to go back and preach in the West. He wanted the people of this country to come to these holy places, understand what is their culture. It's so important. We go out and preach about Krishna consciousness, but unless we have something to show for it, our preaching is not complete. So actually Prabhupada was inviting all of us to come here. Actually, I remember at one Mayapur festival in the early 1970s, one GBC man, Rameshwara Prabhu, he said to Prabhupada, because Prabhupada said in the morning class, he said that all of you, there was something like this, 4,000 or 5,000 disciples, all of you should come to this holy Dham for this, what was then the Mayapur festival, the Gaur Purnim festival, every year. You should have seen the looks on the faces of the GPC men. All the devotees in the movement should come every year to Mayapur for the Mayapur festival. They all turn white to GPC, thinking how much dollars that's going to cost. So then afterwards, up in Prabhupada's room, Namaswara Prabhu, he said to Prabhupada, "Prabhupada, did you really mean that? I mean, if all the devotees come back every year, it's going to be so expensive." Prabhupada said, "What is the expense? It is so important to come to these dhams for Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Shmanam, Padasevanam, Archanam, Bandham, Dasyam, Sakyam, Atmanivyam. Because without that spiritual strength," Prabhupada said, "how can they go back to those materialistic countries like America and England and preach effectively?" So he wanted us to come here and do these things. And we need this association. I know myself, in one sense I think I'm alone. I'm surrounded by many loving disciples and associates and friends, but I often think of quote-unquote the old days. I joined in 1970, and in those days there weren't so many temples around the world, and it was all Prabhupada disciples, and we were working together. I was in France for 15 years in different parts of Europe, and I was with many stalwart devotees at that time. We were all growing up, living, practicing Krishna consciousness, advancing together. Having the association of the godmothers and godsisters was so important. It was so refreshing. It was so energizing. And then as time came on and our movement spread, now during the last 35, 36 years, you know, the Prabhupada disciples, they're spread quite thin. Those who are still active in our movement, those who are preaching, we really only see each other when we come together for a festival or a yatra or something like this. On my Polish festival tour, I'm the only Prabhupada disciple. And I love my own disciples and other Guru's disciples who are there, but I hanker for that association, because there's three types of association in Krishna consciousness. For all of us, no matter who we are, we can always find someone more advanced than us. We can always find those who are on the same level of Krishna consciousness, and we can always find those who are less advanced. Now, in the material world, when someone's more advanced than you, you're envious of them and you want to bring them down. When someone is at the same level of you, you have competition to become better than them. And if someone is less as fortunate as you, you want to exploit them. That's not our Vaishnava culture. In our Vaishnava culture, if someone is more advanced than us, we want to serve them, because we know by serving them they'll become pleased with us and they'll give us blessings, because advanced devotees, that's their whole life, is just to share their good fortune with others. They're not misers. They're oceans of mercy. They know spiritual mathematics. One minus one is a million. The more you give in spiritual life, the more you get. This is the formula. So, when a devotee sees someone more advanced than him, he wants, out of appreciation, "Oh, this Prabhu is teaching me how to come to the next stage in devotional service. Let me serve him, and by serving him, understand how he acquired these good qualities and beg for his mercy." And we always get the mercy. We need to have strong friendships in Krishna consciousness, friendship with those who are on the same level as us in Krishna consciousness, because unless we have friendships in Krishna consciousness, we're social animals, so to speak. We're social people, we're persons. We all live in a society. No man is an island unto himself. If we don't find friendship in Krishna consciousness, then we'll be forced to go outside and find improper association. And we need to not exploit those who are not as advanced, but to give them mercy. Prabhupada said the duty of a first-class man is to make a fifth-class man also a first-class man. In this way we develop very deep, loving relationships. So on this yatra, it's the perfect opportunity that I can come and I can associate with such an advanced devotee as His Holiness Radhanath Swami. In my travels around the world, when I go to America, nowadays I'm spending a lot of time in America preaching, 2 or 3 months a year. When I go from coast to coast, I meet so many wonderful devotees, aspiring devotees. I always say, those who are not yet initiated. Who are you aspiring from? They get this big look on their face, this proud, from His Holiness Radhanaswami. The whole America, all the devotees in the temple, they're all aspiring for Radhanaswami. So I also want to aspire to get His association and serve Him and get His mercy. And Bibi Govinda Maharaj, and there's so many nice, Mother Malati is here, and the Sitala is here, my god sister Vishesha was here. I can come and I can associate with all these advanced god brothers and god sisters and get some mercy. Usually a sannyasi, when he travels, he goes to a place to get association. When I come on this yatra, I come for the purpose of getting association. Because all of you are so nicely trained in Krishna consciousness. So I can get higher association, I have my friends' friends, and I have the opportunity to share with you whatever meager realizations I have. And you're such a wonderful audience that you can appreciate even some little thing I'm saying, then people come afterwards and say that was something nice. You're so kind that you can see some good in this dirty heart. So I thank you for that. It's so inspiring, as Jesus said. It's better to give than it is to receive. So I can experience it on this yatra. I can give, I can sing, I can lecture a little bit, I can associate with all of you, and I can feel the real joy of Krishna consciousness. The real joy of the followers of Lord Chaitanya is to share their good fortune with others. That's where the real happiness begins. We experience when we leave from material life, when we come, we feel some joy from the spiritual practices, but the real happiness in Krishna consciousness comes, as our acharyas have taught us, as Lord Chaitanya demonstrated, by sharing our good fortune with others. So I get to do that. Those three things I'm able to do here on this. And I feel surcharged, especially in this Mayapur Dham, because as I said today over at the house of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, I feel this Dham, this is the heartbeat of the Sankirtan movement. It is the heartbeat. You just like the heart is pumping the blood throughout the body. The blood comes to the heart. It gets oxygenized. It gets the oxygen, and it carries the oxygen to all the different parts of the body. So this is the heart of Lord Chaitanya's Sankirtan movement. Sri Mayapur Dham. You can hear it in the sound of the drumba, the drums. Teo tanakateo. Boom, 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 boom. Last night I was exhausted from our ecstatic parikrama yesterday, so I took rest a little early, and then the hurricane, it blew open the windows, and things were flying around the room, and I closed all the doors. About an hour later, I heard another hurricane. It was the kirtan in the temple room below me. It was going on, and pulsating, and pulsating, and pulsating, and pulsating. I thought, yes, this is the heartbeat. The kirtan of Lord Chaitanya's Sankirtan movement is starting here and reverberating by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada all over the world. I felt very enlivened like that. So, as the other speakers had said, we should take this mood, this mercy, especially this dham, this is the mercy dham, and we should experience that joy, that real joy of Krishna consciousness by going back to our Prabhupada deshas, our particular places of service, and sharing that with everyone. That is our duty. Without discrimination. Whether one is qualified or one is unqualified, we give that mercy. One time a devotee said to Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada, everyone seems to love you. Because Prabhupada was so expert in his dealings, he could bring forth some spark of Krishna consciousness even in the most hard-hearted person. I saw it many times during darshan. At least they would leave with some prasada. So the disciples said, Prabhupada, everyone loves you. And Prabhupada thought for a moment. He said, yes, that's because I love everyone. We should emulate that. We should emulate that mood of compassion. What is the opposite of compassion? Envy. If you have any material desires in your heart, you may be envious of others' material position. So you can't experience the real nature of compassion. We have to free our hearts of raw material desires, of enviousness, so that we can experience real compassion to go out and preach Krishna. This is the first and foremost quality of every preacher. He has to have that compassion. Otherwise, he can't stay out there with all the austerity and the penances and the soul sitting with the materialistic people. That compassion. We can pray for that compassion here. So we can be like Prabhupada. Why did everyone like Prabhupada? Because he loved everyone. One time a devotee said to Srila Prabhupada, disciple, Srila Prabhupada, sometimes I feel so bad for those suffering souls in material existence. And he thought maybe Prabhupada, oh, that's very nice. Prabhupada said, why sometimes? All the time. And if we have that deep sense of compassion, our souls having experienced the relief of material existence, the joy, the shelter of Krishna consciousness, which these yatras provide us, these very heightened experiences of Krishna consciousness, of chanting and Bhagavatam and deity worship and living in the Dhamma and associating with so many devotees, that experience is increased. So it should increase our desire to go and share it with others. Because Prabhupada was like that. When he traveled around the world, he was very, you could say, result-oriented. He would come, and the first question he would ask the leaders, so, how many temples have been opened? How many books have been distributed? How many devotees have been made? These are the activities of God when he's on this planet. These are the activities of God's pure devotees, the Braj Bhasis in the spiritual world who accompany the Lord when he comes to this world, either in his Vrindavan pastimes or his pastimes here in Mayapur as Lord Chaitanya. These are the activities of these great souls. This is what they do. They have their pastimes in the spiritual world, but when they're in this world, what are they doing? They have a burning desire to give Krishna consciousness to all the fallen conditioned souls. If we take up that same desire, we become qualified for their spiritual desires in the spiritual world. This is how you get to the spiritual world. By serving their desires in this world, we qualify ourselves to serve their desires in the spiritual world. So just as Prabhupada had this burning desire to see Krishna consciousness spread all over the world, like father, like son, we cannot imitate Srila Prabhupada and our previous acharyas, but we can follow in their footsteps. And we should think that, oh, this is a small yatra. When I came here, I saw 4,000 devotees. I was going, oh my gosh, how are we going to do it? The logistics of 64 buses going here, there, and everywhere. Somehow, miraculously, by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, we did a pretty good job. Logistics. I compliment the organizers for a very smooth and efficient operation despite the cyclone, despite the bond, the government strikes, and despite these congested Bengali roads. You did a wonderful job, and I thank you. But let us think like Srila Prabhupada thought. He always thought big. Let us not sit on our laurels. Oh, we have 3,800 devotees. No. I said the other day when Bhaktivinoda Thakur was sitting in his house looking out across the Jalangi River, first he saw the Yogapit. He just discovered where Mahaprabhu was born. Then, so important to us, he saw this Mayapur Chandabhaya Mandir in its full glory. And he saw what? 4,000 devotees? Is that the extent to which Lord Chaitanya's movement will be successful? No. We'll be successful when we go on yatras like Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur went on yatras. He went on yatras with what? 10,000 devotees. And at that time it was only a movement in India. So we were considered successful when tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, millions of people pass through this Srinam Mayapur, through our Vrindavan, through our Puri. Then we will consider that we've assisted our spiritual master in some significant way. So we've all experienced the joy of this chapter. We've all experienced the benefits of this chapter. Let us go back now and preach to as many people as we possibly can in our lifetime and give them the joy of coming on this chapter and coming to these beautiful transcendental abodes of your Bharat Varsha. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
The management is demanding that I come immediately to sing Damodar Astakam because we're 20 minutes late and they're holding it all up for us. So Janani Vas Prabhu will speak to us after the kirtan in the temple, and then after Janani Vas Prabhu speaks there will be a presentation of the new temple in Panchatattva Mandir. I would like to just speak one sentence of what we heard from these exalted Vaishnavas, especially is how we should keep within our heart prominently the feeling of gratitude to the Vaishnavas, to Srila Prabhupada, to the previous Acharyas, to the Supreme Lord. Gratitude for the causeless mercy that they have bestowed upon us. And to make our life an expression to reciprocate with that gratitude. I'll see you in the temple. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.